Well, it might be easy to debunk the flat earth theorists, but what can't be questioned is the increasingly prominent role of technology in our lives and in our news streams. And 2017 was no exception. Technology editor Peter Marks joins us now to discuss the highs and lows of this year in tech. It's also not only his last segment for us this year, but his last segment for RM Breakfast, period. I'm very sad to say, Peter, after 11 years, you've been giving short expertise for 11 years. How time flies when you're having fun, eh?
It certainly has. It was LinkedIn that reminded me. Anyway, great to be here.
Well, it's great to be here. It's great to have you here, but I'm very sorry to lose you, Peter. So anyway, thank you for everything you've done for us over the years. Let's go to your top trends for this year, Pete. The smartphone remains our dominant device. They get more expensive this year. Do we really need to do all these upgrades and keep paying more money? Yes, is it just a marketing trick?
It's odd, isn't it? This year we've actually seen widening price points, both higher with the iPhone X and lower with a thing called Android Oreo Go, which was announced this week. And that's targeting, I guess it's targeting third world countries, but it means phones could be very, very cheap. But all the smartphones are really starting to look the same. And that's according to Google CEO Sundar Pichai. The imperceptible competition between features like the camera, it actually needs laboratories to actually measure the differences between these high-end phones. But of course, the smartphone is our primary device for communication, photography, banking, and of course, news. Many people do upgrade because their battery loses capacity, but I would say, look, don't forget you can get a new battery in your old phone and keep it going.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, I never thought of that.
I know, a lot of people just go to the shop and get a new one, but that's a bit of a waste of money.
Well, if we're talking the highs and lows, old media, let's call it that, mainstream media, continues to struggle. Mm. We spoke with Rod Sims from the ACCC. They've launched an investigation into the impact of the digital disruption, effectively the big tech companies, on the older media. Will the ACCC investigation find the answer, do you think?
Look, I don't think so. Broadcast TV viewing continues to decline. The video ratings organisation Oztam reports that, quote, Australians are increasingly taking advantage of the nearly infinite choice in video content and means of accessing it. Print media, of course, is struggling, although The Australian reports that online subscriptions are going well. But up at Fairfax, of course, they continue to shrink, and ironically, Google is eating their Sydney office space. Many children, you know, used to come home from school and whack the TV on, but now they sit down and watch YouTube autoplay, you know, just selecting things for them, sometimes for bad. And of course, many adults watch what Netflix recommends. So this inquiry on the impact of Google and Facebook, who together make up half of all online advertising, you know, is going to be interesting, but it's a global market. Even if we did something locally, I doubt that it would affect the international situation.
If we're talking about lows for the year, privacy and security on the internet platforms have really had problems this year. We've had big security breaches.
On the data leak side, while a lot of the leaks weren't actually this year, we learned about them this year. Yahoo raised their numbers of accounts leaked to 1 billion. A lot of stores in the US, Kmart, the Intercontinental Hotels and Hyatt Hotels leaked their credit card details of users. Equifax, which is used for credit assessment, lost 143 very private records. Uber, which had a very troubled year, they lost 57 million user and driver details. And Imgur, which is an image sharing account system, revealed 1.7 million users. So look, we learned a lot more about them. As always, don't reuse passwords and, you know, don't log into anything via links in messages. On the security side, we've heard from the government that cyber attacks are at an all-time high, and it does seem like they are backed by nation states. So we've got better, more secure operating systems such as Android and iOS, but still vulnerabilities are being found. Mm. And, you know, the Google Play Store, which hosts all the Android apps, has been found to be littered. And Google has acted on this, but had a lot of apps containing malware and there's fake versions of things. So look, you know, it's a tough year. Even Apple has been under fire. High Sierra was recently, in the last few weeks, found to have a security bug where if someone had physical access to your computer, they could enable an empty password administrator account. Happily, this was fixed quickly. Why is it up? I think we're just finding out more, and there is money being spent on hacking things because of the nation states backing it.
Okay, so all of that's a bit frightening and a little bit depressing. What about on the upside? Because there's got to be an upside with the rapid technology change.
Well, I guess that we are more informed. I mean, the cost of technology has come down overall. I know that, you know, that the luxurious end of the smartphone market is still very expensive, but basically all of these things work well, and for not much money you can get on the internet. I mean, all of our bandwidth and data caps are coming down, or, you know, they're going up for the same price, basically. You know, but I think the tragedy of the year really is the NBN is still not happening smoothly, and people are having a lot of problems with it. You know, I look forward to a day when we just have this as part of our infrastructure.
We have these, you know, we talk every week, Peter, and every week you bring us a new development. A lot of those have been in the space of artificial intelligence. Is 2017 the year that AI became really entrenched?
Yeah,
in our lives.
Oh, absolutely. So I think AI, you know, we're already seeing the benefits of it in things like medical imaging. We will be seeing self-driving cars. It, at the moment, I'm looking at things and I'm amazed. You know, I see something new that it can do. But then, of course, we start to say, well, that's normal. There are big moral issues, and there are, of course, issues for employment, and it's different sorts of jobs, not just factory jobs that are going to go, but it is higher level sorts of jobs. So this is an impact on the whole of our society, but look forward to it in the next few years. Basically, we'll get used to it. I do think that other technologies like augmented and virtual reality are going to be huge. They're just not quite ready yet. It's probably 2 to 5 years out. And actually, I was recently in Japan. One of the things I saw there is, apart from lots of virtual reality, is wireless. Everything is wireless. Wireless charging. Of course, the high-end phones have all dropped their headphone jacks, much to the alarm of people, but that is the way it's going. So hopefully we'll get rid of all those annoying wires.
All right, Peter, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for keeping us up to date with the world of technology over the last 11 years. I can barely bear to say goodbye to you, but thank you so much and good luck ahead.
Thanks, Fran. It's been a privilege and a pleasure.
Peter Marks, he's a wunderkin. He's a software developer, GovHack Media Chief, a regular on RN's Download this show, and he will remain as a regular, or appearing anyway, on Download next year. But he leaves us after 11 years as our technology editor. Difficult to replace. Peter Marks, go well. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 29 minutes to 9.